Welcome to Talking Movies, I'm Spling. This week we're reviewing a mysterious and whimsical local caper which recently premiered at the annual Silver Scarum Fierce in Camps Bay and is now available to stream on Showmax. Die Bloodhunde, the Bloodhounds, is a murder mystery and coming-of-age comedy drama that journeys with an amateur detective duo over the course of a breezy caravan park holiday. Parents like to remind us that idle hands are the devil's tools, but what if idle tools went after the devil himself? While this serves as a feature film directorial debut for Stian Smith, the actor turned filmmaker is best known for his starring roles in Se Klingsue Slenter, Macy's Vatvleit, and Tuurbos. A dapper, likable, and charming actor, Smith co-starred opposite Elani Dekker in South Africa's windswept period drama and official Oscar submission, Tuurbos. Sharing great chemistry, their slow-burning on-screen romance ultimately turned into a real-world connection. Now engaged, the couple's three-year van life journey around South Africa helped them conjure the offbeat characters and whimsical world of Die Bloodhunde. Co-writing the screenplay on the road, these special insights and a wealth of travel experience helped shape the film's curious setting, intriguing story, and quirky tone. Die Bloodhunde centers on a young woman's self-appointed investigation at a Cape Town caravan park over the course of an awkward family holiday. A misunderstood loner with an appetite for adventure, Katrine trusts her instincts as she delves into the apparent suicide of a boy at the simple holiday resort. A gifted young woman with a knack for crime solving, she uses her intuition and street smarts to implicate a beloved local domineer in what she believes to be murder most foul. At first reluctant, Katrine eventually befriends a middle-aged stoner named Jasper, who becomes a Watson to her Sherlock. An unlikely team, the Oddballs try to dream up a suitable name for their on-bicycle crime investigation unit. Navigating the resort's holidaymaker community, thriving church culture, and stoner scene, Katrine and Jasper pick up on a series of clues as suspicions fester in the dark. Gathering evidence and extracting testimonies proves to be more difficult than expected as Die Bloodhunde take matters into their own hands. Elani Dekker was a revelation in Tuurbos, earning a SAFTA nomination for a compelling and resilient performance as a young woman trying to overcome her social status and societal expectations. Tackling similar themes, she immerses herself in the challenging role of Katrine. A complex, guarded, and intelligent character who struggles to make social connections, the colourful caper is built around Dekker, who is almost unrecognisable and comparable with rising international star Thomasin McKenzie. Having written the part specifically for Dekker, it's easy to appreciate the fits-like-a-glove comfort of the lead performance through the actor's in-depth understanding of Katrine's idiosyncrasies. Another captivating turn, Dekker is supported by two of the best local actors working today in Toby Cronier and Waldemar Schultz. An acting veteran and national treasure, Cronier swathes himself in a much darker dramatic role as the sketchy domineer Lucas after a delightful outing in Hans Dirk die Rubicon Uhr. Then going in the opposite direction is Waldemar Schultz, who lightens his dark Die Bale vibrations as a citizen detective, resident deadbeat, and determined drifter. Having written for Hotel and Taktik, Smith is no stranger to offbeat comedy, a slow-boiling, steady, and ever-present element in Die Bloodhunde. The movie has a purposefully modest throwback feel, shot on location at Oskip Caravan Park in Melkbosstrand, Cape Town. This tongue-in-cheek tone plays into the moonbag dress sense and bumbling nature of the low-tech shoestring investigation. Die Bloodhunde is content to revel in the campy fun of no-frills family holidays and contrast this with the due seriousness of an apparent suicide. A contentious subject, the seesawing leads to some absurdist humor and dark comedy as the breadcrumb trail leads the amateur detectives deep into the forest. A character-driven delight, Die Bloodhunde is as playful as its title and remains entertaining thanks to sharp performances, a kooky tone, and plucky screenplay. Unpretentious, sharp-witted, and spirited much like its lead, Die Bloodhunde is full of surprises. As light-hearted as it remains on the surface, the themes around human connection are timeless, as Katrine finds herself at odds with her family and community. Her journey of self-discovery leads the young woman to realize she can still find acceptance and love in spite of divergent beliefs and worldviews. Die Bloodhunde is an amusing yarn and thoughtful character study that blends summer adventure holiday shenanigans with the swirling intrigue of detective crime dramas. A well-acted caper filled with sharp performances and curious characters, it entertains and compels through its absurdist whimsy and offbeat tone. If you enjoyed the unusual charm, cheeky comedy and intrepid spirit of investigation crime capers like The Kid Detective and Enola Holmes, you should be on the right trail with Die Bloodhunde. For more movie reviews, interviews, and previous Talking Movies podcasts, visit splingmovies.com. And remember, don't wing it, spling it.
Yeah.